9. Exercise 2, page 146.
From fingerprints to DNA. One of the key forms of evidence that a criminal may leave at a crime scene is fingerprint evidence. A fingerprint is the unique pattern of lines, like the mountains and valleys in a landscape, that each individual has on the ends of their fingers. No two individuals' prints are the same, not even those of identical twins. We leave fingerprints on the things we touch, but there are different types. Imprints happen when the shape of our fingerprint is pressed into a soft surface like wax. Patent fingerprints happen when we touch something with dirty hands, and we can easily see them. Latent fingerprints, however, are invisible. They happen because our skin produces oil, and this leaves the shape of our fingerprint on the surfaces we touch. We can make latent fingerprints visible by shaking fine powder over them, which sticks to the oil, or by using chemicals. At the beginning of the 20th century, fingerprint evidence was the latest development for catching criminals. The first time it was used by the British police to solve a crime was in 1901. However, most criminals quickly became wise to the fact that they left fingerprints behind, and they started using gloves. But fingerprints aren't the only trace our bodies leave behind as we move through the world. We each also have a totally unique set of DNA. DNA is a code in our cells that gives our bodies information about how we look, develop, and grow. Every cell, from our skin, our blood, our saliva, or one hair from our heads, contains it, and nobody has the same DNA as anyone else. The process of identifying people from their DNA was developed by Alec Jeffries in the early 1980s at Leicester University, UK. At first, DNA evidence was only used in serious cases like murders because it was expensive to analyze. These days, however, even local police forces have small machines that can rapidly analyze a sample of DNA. Fingerprint evidence is still used in some cases, even though most people believe DNA evidence to be more reliable. However, neither system is perfect. DNA can easily become contaminated on its way to or even inside the lab. There are also different ways of analyzing fingerprints, and some of these lead to errors.